the rite of confirmation crammed into Mass is sometimes strange, and sometimes the rites themselves, the beauty of them is the structure that they provide that we can just enter into. Squeezed into the actual rite itself after the presentation of the candidate is a, what it says, brief homily. So I'll try to keep it brief. I want us to focus real quickly on our second reading today. I love the second reading because for me, with my name, Paul, St. Paul to start out saying, I, Paul, it always, for me, was a source of, relation and identity with this saint. Yet, the more I learned about where 2 Corinthians was coming from, the more I thought maybe I don't want to be associated with what he's speaking about, especially in today's second reading, emphasizing so much on our own weakness, on his weakness. And yet, today, hearing it, I thought, I really am connecting with him. I, Paul, that I might not become too elated. A thorn in the flesh was given to me, and his name was Father Dan. I had heard he's thrown my name under the bus several times when I'm not around, so I had to dish it back. There is something pretty incredible about that second letter to the Corinthians, what Paul is saying at that point, because he had written a first letter to the Corinthians, to the church and the community of Corinth, who was a community that honestly was not living as they should as a Christian people. They weren't using their wealth in a way that helped the poor or the church. They were living by their own standards, and it was kind of getting out of control. And so in that first reading, he really admonishes them. He doesn't hold anything back. He speaks about what love should look like, and he kind of calls them to the carpet on it. And so we know historically, because in the second reading, second letter to Corinthians, St. Paul actually references that they wrote a response to him. And they were pretty brutal, attacking him. And basically what they were saying to him was that, you are not that great, St. Paul. You are not like the prophets of old, because you suffer. You're short. You're not articulate. And they go on and they rail on him, attacking him, trying to in some way raise themselves up by discrediting everything he said in that first letter. And so the second letter is actually kind of a response then to them again. And it's almost as if he's saying, joke's on you. It's great that we are weak. I will claim my weakness, because if I wasn't weak, then I'd run the risk of you thinking I was the Savior. But in my weakness, there is the example and the reality that I need a Savior. When I am weak, he is strong. And the image of Christ shines more clearly because I'm not all that. And so we hear St. Paul saying that to that church in today's second reading. And for us, it's a great reminder of that reality. That in our suffering, in our weakness, there is also joy, because it is a reminder to us that we can't do it ourselves, that we need a Savior, that we need Jesus Christ. Because sometimes we get it into our heads that we can do it ourselves, and that never really works out. So I think coming after a year and a half of a very difficult time, where we were made very, very much aware of our weaknesses, of our limitations, and as that possibly is still forward and in front of us, to take a moment and learn and say, wow, we rejoice actually as a Christian people in weakness, because it is Christ's strength. It is the power of our God that perfects and makes whole. That actually is a very good thing. And as we celebrate the beauty of our country's independence today, I think for us to take a moment and say, that does not mean that I as a human person should be independent. Yes, we see freedom as a beautiful thing, liberty as a beautiful thing within each of us. The ability to freely choose the good, that shouldn't be taken from anyone. But that doesn't mean that we are to separate ourselves from other people. Our hearts are made to be given, to be completed by other. And so for us to take a moment to really recognize the places in our life where maybe there is weakness, maybe there is suffering, and to say, thank God that I have to rely on you, O Lord. Thank God that I have to rely on my brothers and sisters, that I am so beautifully made that my heart would be given to others to be made more powerful, that my heart would be given to you, Lord, that your grace is sufficient for me. This is how the Christian prays. This is what makes the Christian powerful, the strength and the grace of our God. And so it's a very fitting reading as we enter into not only the sacrament of the Eucharist, where we are fed, but also into confirmation. The sacrament that strengthens that identity, that relationship, that association with our God. And so as we prepare now to enter into the rite of confirmation for Sean, may it be a reminder to each and every one of us of our need for the sacraments, our need for the free gift of grace that our God not only gives and bestows to us, but desires us to openly and freely take part in. That through his power, we will be made strong. And that we will be reminded that his grace, in our weakness, is sufficient for us.